Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring this podcast. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System, you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. In hundreds of locations across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's unifiedhealing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
Hey, I'm Sam Pascoe, and this is the Fantasy Bites podcast. For more insight and analysis, head over to rotowire.com/pod. We first start with the top player notes in the NFL. Dalvin Cook was a limited participant at Wednesday's practice. Cook has been plagued by a sprained right ankle since picking up the injury in Week 2 against the Cardinals. He's appeared in just one of the Vikings' last three games, combining for 11 touches and 44 yards from scrimmage in Week 4 against the Browns. Panthers head coach Matt Rhule said Wednesday that Christian McCaffrey is probably 50-50 to play in Sunday's game against Minnesota. Tua is expected to suit up for Sunday's game against Jacksonville, barring any setbacks. He returned to practice Wednesday, and though he still has yet to be fully activated from the IR, it appears that he's trending in the right direction to return after missing three games due to a fractured rib. In NBA news, Jimmy Butler won't travel with the team ahead of Thursday's preseason matchup against Atlanta. Butler will miss a second consecutive preseason contest due to cold-like symptoms. His next chance to return will be in Friday's preseason finale against the Celtics. Now we go to the NFL Waiver Wire Week 6 Deep Dive. We're quickly approaching the halfway point in the regular season for most fantasy leagues. That means injuries and bye weeks are both mounting. That makes it extremely important to be aware of shifting depth charts and anticipating which players could see expanded roles. At the quarterback position, look to Sam Darnold against the Vikings. Darnold has started to slip back to his Jets ways by turning the ball over five times across his last two games. But with the exception of Week 5, he's remained very efficient in terms of yards per attempt. Darnold has a number of upcoming favorable matchups, so it's a good time to invest in him as a backup/matchup play as others drop him. Also look at Teddy Bridgewater against the Raiders. Besides his matchup against the Jets and concussion-shortened Week 4 game, Bridgewater has finished as a QB 16 or higher in every contest this year. That's not league-winning production, but it's sufficient for fantasy managers in a tough spot. Also look at Carson Wentz against the Texans. Wentz has finished as a top 20 quarterback in 4 of the 5 starts this season. That's not thrilling production, but it's passable for managers who can't field significantly better options. Add in a start against Houston, and there's a slight hint of upside here. At the running back position, look to Marlon Mack against the Texans. Mack doesn't carry a significant role in Indy, but he's been subject to plenty of trade rumors. Most recently, he's been connected with the Chiefs after the injury suffered by Clyde Edwards-Helaire. And if that move comes to fruition, it would instantly boost Mack's value. A sleeper pick at the running back position is Jarrett Patterson against the Chiefs. Antonio Gibson revealed last week he's playing through a hairline shin fracture. He described the injury as not particularly painful, which is seemingly backed by his continued usage in his typical role. If Gibson's workload does decrease at all, look for Patterson to be able to capitalize. At the wide receiver position, Tim Patrick against the Raiders is our top option. Jerry Jeudy is progressing towards a return from an ankle injury, but he's out at least through Week 6. The Raiders have been fairly stingy against opposing wideouts this season, but Patrick has a consistent enough role to slightly dismiss matchup. There's also Rondell Moore at the Browns. Moore's role has remained inconsistent, so his production has followed suit. However, the team has slowly shown an increased inclination to get him involved in the offense. One example is the fact that he's received multiple carries in each of his last 2 weeks. It may take an injury to truly clear a path for Moore, but he's in a great stash candidate for later in the year. There's also Anthony Miller against the Seahawks. Miller joined the Steelers practice squad this week, so he's not in line to make an immediate impact. But with Juju Smith-Schuster ruled out for the year, this is a prime area for speculation. At the tight end spot, Zach Ertz is the top pick. Ertz didn't produce much last week with only one reception for 7 yards. However, he saw 6 targets and now averaged 7 across his last 3 contests. With Dallas Goedert testing positive for COVID-19, Ertz should be locked into a strong role for Thursday's game. For everything fantasy sports, sign up for a free 10-day trial on rotowire.com/pod. There's no commitment and no credit card needed. Again, rotowire.com/pod.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.